Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. This Mishnah, until the end of the parak, is talking about Tzeda, for the Lamed Tet Malachot of trapping.
So this you're missing a little piece for the Mishnah.
Sorry. Shir Malabi. So the Mishnah before said the Shir of Malabin, which is bleaching and menafetz or tzevei betovah, all the things dealing with threads, is a shear of a kimoli sit. These are rachav sit kofel, and the oreg, when you're weaving the two threads, it's kimoli sit. Okay, Rav Yosef Mechavi kofel, he would show what a kofel was. And Rav Chia Barami Mechoy Poshut. One would do a kafel and one would do a pashut. What's a kafel? What's a pashut? Pashut would be just these two fingers. That's a sit. So pashut would be twice. This would be kafel. If I do one like this, and then I do the other one, that would be a sit kafel. That's taking my pointy finger and my middle finger. That would showing a kafel. Pashut showing a sit in a pashut would be the thumb and the middle finger. Yeah, the index finger. That will be, so one of them showed it kafol, he did his, which is a sit, that's a sit, the middle, the index and the middle, double. And the other one just did it pashut, just the thumb in there, the middle finger. I don't know if there's enough, I didn't measure it. Let's see over here. They're about the same. Actually, I think my two fingers, my index and there, they're about the same. Anyway, I wanted to check it out exactly, but they seem to be the same. Rav Yosef Mechoy, ha sit kafel, he was showing what a sit kafel the matnitin. It was kafel mamish. It was mamish a kafel double. Remember kitzar shebein etzpa li'ama. This is the etzpa, that's the index finger. The ama is the middle finger. Mishor shnei pamin. He did it two times. While v'chiyah ba'ami, he just showed it as a pashut. Remember shebein godel be'etzpa pamechad. Once between the thumb and the middle finger, the index finger, once. Who kafel? That's the double. The matnitin sheitzpo kiflaim kiyoto shebein ama leemtza. Okay, it's double. The etzpo is this. The ama. So that's the, it will be double. Okay, Mishnah of Tzeda, which is coming to the finish off the parak. Now I'll be finishing off the parak, is the halachas of Tzeda, one of the lamed tet Malachot in Shabbos. Some people also call this one a malacha kavua, because you're not really changing anything. Most malachas in Shabbos, you actually change, you get a change in what's the chafetzes, except for hotza'ah. Hotza'ah was just bringing something from one reshut to another reshut. Tzeda is also one of these things that, what did you change on this animal over here? Rather, you brought it from its freedom into your shlit, into your domain. Over here, you have captured it, meaning it's yours. But in the etzim animal itself, it wasn't a change, and therefore it has implications in halacha and limudim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hatzad tzipor. If you're going to trap a bird, limigdal, it has to be like a type of box, a migdal. Shid teva migdal is used in Chazal as a closet, something like that, some kind of portable box, not a tower. Rashi at Sad Sipur, Ad Shachnitzel L'Migdal, which is a Meister, the Laz, Chayiv. Then he's Chayiv when he enters it into the box, or the Migdal. To Zuhi Tzedah, so this is a Tzedah, Avali Machnitzel L'Bayit, but if you just chase the bird into the house, Eino Nitzud Bekach. It's not called trapped over there. Shiyotzi Boter Kolono, you go out the window. I had a window in those days with open spaces in the house. So to trap it in a place where it could escape is not tzeda. So the special place was the migdal, the birdcage.
Only when there's open window, but if the window is closed, it is called trapping?
Oh, we're going to have a case that even then, yeah. No, if it's something that you can't easily grab, it's also not going to be
nitzur. How many times do we have that first coming
here? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see the Gemara. We'll explain how even a house won't be, unless small enough that you can grab it. Or it's a type of bird that's not going to fly into the corners. A turkey, something that will be... Okay, that's litzvi, catching a deer. That's lebayit. If you run it into the house, which I wouldn't recommend, I remember I was in once on Muncie when the person was having his big problem with the insurance company of how a deer entered his house, and the deer literally in about the 8-9 seconds I was in his house trashed the house, got all nervous, jumped on the couches to the thing to knock over the bookcase. In about 8 seconds it was a disaster, and there's a question if insurance called that a natural disaster or whatever. A tree in the house is not a good idea, but it's Seder. If you do get him in your house and you close the door, you will be over in a derisor. Won't be the smartest thing to do, but unless you have just an empty house. The Chachamim Omrim, Tzipor L'Migdol, they agree in the case of a bird, it has to go into this like type of a small enclosed area to be over. But a tree, Rabbi Yehuda said, tree in the house would be chayv, meaning only a house. But an outside enclosure, no. And the Chachamim said that tzvi legina lechatzo bivarim, or bivar. A tzvi you'd be chayiv, meaning it's called trap. If you enter it into your garden, into your chatzer, your area around the house, or a bivar. A bivar is an enclosed area that you have. Doesn't have to be next year. It could be anywhere, any enclosed area. In any of these areas, you'd be chayiv. So we have our machloket in the mission of Rabbi Yehuda would hold only into a house, while Chachamim would hold into an enclosed area even outside the house. Rabbi Shimon ben Leo, Omer lo kol hadivorim shavim. Not all enclosed areas are considered equal over here. The Chachamim just said that a bivor you'd be chayiv. He's just saying that it's not all equal. Question or not, if Rabbi Shimon ben Leo is arguing on Chachamim or if they're just qualifying. Chachamim, it's a bivor, but of course, if you have an enclosed area, you have a ranch, and you have like a 50-acre ranch or something, that's certainly not going to be considered seder if you get something in that enclosed area. But if you have a small little area, it will be. Zeh haklal, mechusa seder potter. If you trap something, but it's lacking an aspect of the seder, meaning it's not in your domain yet, it's not subdued by your authority, I don't know the right word is over here, mastership, your potter. Sheinu mechuset seder chayev. But if it's not mechuset seder, meaning it is trapped, it is yours, it's not on its own anymore, you'd be chayev. Vashi v'tzvi, this is going on Rebbe Yehuda's shita, that you're only chayev trapping if it's in the house. Nitzud, it becomes trapped, mishach nisu lebeita, when you bring it into his house, v'nol v'fonov, and you have to lock it in. Lock it in. The question is, if you didn't lock the door, it's going to open it. So we're dealing over here that I guess they didn't...
You close the door.
Or null, the fun of, is that you stand in the entrance of the door, and now it can't get out. That's what it means over here. Aval im haknisu legino or lechatzer eizut seder. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you entered into your gino, your chatzer, it's not called seder. Hamachuset seder, shekashu letosfa. What does it mean that it's lacking... being trapped, that it's still hard for you to grab it there. Over there, Ketamah Fosh. But tomorrow that will not be. If you can't grab it, if it's not yours yet, it's not called Tzeda. Tanan. Let's leave our Mishnah alone, and the Sugi of Tzeda occupies a good part of the third parak of Masechta Beitza, and we're going to bring down a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa in Beitza. And of course, the derek of the Shas is, we're going to bring it back into our Mishnah. But right now we're going to bring a contradiction down between in Masechta Beitza, which on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to do malachas, which is Ochel Nefesh, so you're allowed to do Shechita on Yom Tov, but you can't do Tzeda on Yom Tov. Machloket in the beginning of the third parak over there, that why can't you do Tzeda if it's Ochel Nefesh? You should do whatever it takes to do Ochel Nefesh. So Rashi says, the klal that Rashi has, that this klal of Ochel Nefesh is not a definite klal. If it's something that you could do Erev Yom Tov just as easy, and it makes no difference to do Erev Yom Tov or Yom Tov, you cannot do things for Ochel Nefesh. Since most things are fresher when you cook on the day that you're going to eat it, that's the whole heter. But something like Tzeda, which you could have easily done Erev Yom Tov, you can't do on Yom Tov. Tosfot Skolik and the whole... Both of them are taking into consideration the halacha. Tanan hakam, brought down in Masechta Beitza with Yom Tov. Ein tzadim dagim min avivorim b'yom tov. You're not allowed to trap the fish in the fish pond. Avivor is basically any enclosed area whether it's an enclosed area for a bird, which would be in aviation, something like that, a bird house, a coral for animals, or a fish pond for fish. These are all called bivorim. So you're not allowed to trap the fish from the bivorim on Yom Tov. And since you can't trap them, meaning they're mukser now. And since they're mukser, ein notin lefneim mizonot. You don't feed them. Bashi. Ein sadim mehem b'yom tov. Am alav nitzud. They're not called trapped. V'yomid. Kachashivlei. They're not considered trapped in standing shma minash, shemak nisan levivar, ein zutzida. So if you can't catch them on Shabbos, they're not called trapped in the bivor. So if you get a fish into a fish pond, that's not called an iser device of tzeda, right? If you can't, if it's, yeah, it's clear. Ein nogim lefnei mazonot kevan dehen mukzer lo matzi lematriya chalayu. There's an iser on Yom Tov to do extra kircha. Since they're mukzer, you can't be matriach on them and feed them on Yom Tov. Aval, you can tzadim chayim chayev yof. In the bevor, in the closed area, you can trap the chaya, the oaf. And since you can trap them, why can you trap them? Because they're considered trapped. If they're in the coral of them, they're considered trapped. Something that's trapped already, you can trap on Shabbos. Coral. Thank you. They're already considered trapped, so therefore, there's no issur of trapping. And since there's no issur of trapping, they're not muksa, because you could, whatever. So, no name of name, mizonot. Since they're trapped, you could already do shechita on them, and therefore they're not mukser, and you could give them mezonot. Bashi? Nope. Okay, so that's the mission. The Mishnah makes a difference between fish and other animals. Other animals on Yom Tov that are in their corral, you can trap. It's already considered trapped. And here's the problem. For Menihu, there's a price. Bivrim shel chayot v'shel ofot v'shel dagim. All enclosed areas that you have your animals in, ein tzadi mehem b'yom tov. There's an isser. Since you can't trap them on Yom Tov, they're not considered trapped. So the first Mishnah says they have a din of being trapped. Now the second verse says they don't have a din of being trapped. And therefore, if you trap them on Yom Tov, you're going to be chayev. And therefore, ein nonim l'trei mezonot. Kasha chayev chayev, kasha ofer ofer. We have a kasha, the chayev on the chayev, and the offer on the offer. And the first Mishnah says, you can trap them, and they are trapped. They are trapped, and therefore you can do tzeder on them. The Brisa says that they're not ein tzadim, just they're not trapped in the coral. So we have a stira over here. Rishlam achaya achaya lo kasha. We'll take the first one. The chaya on the chaya, the animal on the animal, it's not a kasha. Why? Have a biura, have a banan. We already have a machloket. Let's go back into our Mishnah. Rebbe Yehuda says, one of you chayev on a tzvi, only in a house. If you captured in the house, meaning in a bivar, if you bring it to the bivar, you won't be over the issur of tzeda, because it's not called tzeda. So if something's in the bivar on Yom Tov, and now you capture it, you're over an issur of bivar, of tzeda. But Chachamim says, no, a bivar would be considered trapped, because you'd be chayiv if you do it. So therefore, something in a bivar on Shabbos is already nitzud. It's already considered trapped. Therefore, if you trap it, there's no issur over here.
What is a bivar?
A bivar is an enclosed area. We said a corral.
Is
it a Hebrew word?
Bavar.
Bavar, it's kind of called?
Yeah.
What, an enclosed area?
Yeah. It's a Tanakh word.
Tanakh word.
It's not
a corral. An enclosed area that you put your animals in. So since we already have a machloket on a Mishnah, if you're going to be over Seder by chasing the Tzvi into the corral, so therefore, that's the machloket over here. So in one opinion holds that it is called Seder, taking it out from the corral. That would be Rebbe Yehuda. Because Rebbe Yehuda says if you chase it into the bivar, you're not going to be chayv. And the Shita that holds that it's already, that you're not going to be over an Issa Seder in the corral, is coming because he holds that chasing it into the corral is called trapped, and therefore will be trapped. So, lo kasha. Achaya, achaya, lo kasha. Right? Haveb Yehuda, haveb banan. Bashi, haveb Yehuda. Hahi, the ain tzadim, the one that says that you cannot trap it on Yom Tov, is Rebbe Yehuda. The matnitin lo kasha, let's say the ad shechnis lo bayit. since if you trapped it into the Bevar, it's not considered trapped, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, something in a Bevar that you take now would be trapping it. So that's not a problem. Ela Ofer Ofer Kasha. There we have a Kasha. Because both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim hold that where do you trap a bird? In the Mikdal, in the birdhouse. But in the house, it would be trapped. So they're agreeing in the case of a bird. So what's the machloket in Masechta Beitza between trapping a bird and trapping a bird? In one case it's allowed, in one case it's not allowed. V'chi teima, and whenever we start with a chi teima, that means we're going to be doche it. Over here we're just going to end up qualifying it, we're not going to completely be doche it. V'chi teima, and maybe you want to say that this is the machloket. Ofer ofer nami lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha-beva mekor. This is an enclosed-in, a roofed-in enclosure. Ha-beva she'ena makor. And this is not an enclosed area. You can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because we already said that chasing a bird into a house is not called tzeda. Ha-bayit de-mekoro. It's an enclosed, it's a roofed-in enclosure. They both agree that only if you put it into this box will you be chayev. But if you put it into a house, no. You won't be chayev. So what's the difference? One, are you going to be chayev by chasing the bird into the bivor? And one, are you not going to be chased into the bivor? Omer Rabba Ravana, Hunav. Hacha, the case of our Mishnah, where Rav Yehuda and Chachamim are agreeing on, is talking about where if you chase it into the house, you will not be chayev. Only if you chase it into the box, you would be chayev. It's a tzibur dvor. It's talking about a wild bird. Askina, and that's what we're talking about. L'fisha eina mikabelet marut. Since it doesn't become domesticated, it doesn't accept authority from a person, you have a sparrow in the house, it's very hard to tame it. It won't be tamed. That's what we're talking about. That they both hold that this type of bird that will not be tamed, the only way to catch it is in the birdhouse. That would be tzipor dvor askina. L'fisha eina mikabelet marut. The Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Lama nikra shema tzipor dvor. Why is this the wild birds that just fly all around is called a tzipor dvor? Dvor means freedom, right? Dvor yikra. Freedom yil pema.
Ba'aretz.
That's yovel. So it's a freedom. Mepnei shedora, the darshin the gemara shedvor, that the word freedom comes from the word from dora. Mepnei shedora b'bayit kibisada. It would live in the house just like a field. It won't feel that it's trapped over there. You know, you're in the shul or you go into Zol Mahadran and you see a dozen birds living in Zol Mahadran over there. They're very fine. They have no problem living over there. Oh, that's the case over here. Our Mishnah, the Machloket Rebbe Yehuda and Rabbanan are talking about a dvor, a tzipor dvor. Our Mishnah is talking about any other bird over here that will feel it over there. So therefore you could have a difference. If it has roofing on it, it will be considered tzad. Tzad? Tzad. And if it's not enclosed with a roof, it will not be considered tzad. Okay. Ha Rebbe Yehuda. Ofod ha-ofod kasha. Taha bein Rashi, taha bein Rebbe Yehuda, u bein l'rabbanan, tzipo l'migdal. Come on, they're all talking about in the enclosure. Bivar mikor, that's havi nitzud. If it's in an enclosed area, roofed in area, it's nitzud. B'tzipo dvor, matznitin diketani tzipo l'bayit lo. The case from Mishnah that says that a bird in the house is not considered trapped, it's talking about b'tzipo dvor askina. It's talking about specifically a bird that will not accept, will not become domesticated. Shadokhan Lidor Bavaya Kibisada, well it's just fine living in a house just like a Sada. Vinishmetet Mizavid Lazavid, it will fly, escape, or elude you from corner to corner. Okay, so we established basically over here that our Mishnah, the Mishnah that says that you can trap the bird on Shabbos in the Bivor, that will be in the Bivor that it is enclosed and even roofed in. And it's dealing with a bird that's not a bird dvor. It's not considered. It's a bird that accepts dominion from a person, probably like a turkey or something like that. And what's the case where it's not? Where it's not as a rule, put it, it can stammer, jump out. Or maybe it's talking about a parrot that can be domesticated. Or I was once in Romema, and I saw a parakeet flying away, and it flew up to a roof where there was a bunch of Arabs working, doing construction on it. And I asked the Arab, I said, can you please get my bird for me? It wasn't my bird. So he just went over it, and the bird was totally domesticated, and just took the bird and walked it downstairs and gave it to me. This was a domesticated bird. This bird, if it goes in, it would be considered nitzuv over here. But that was not allowed. He handed it to me. He didn't grab it, he said, making a Kenyan. Some problem with C, I don't know if it fits in more. Okay, so that's what we have over here. We established the case of a bird that one is considered in a enclosed birdhouse where it is considered trapped, and the other one is considered in a beaver where it's not trapped. Hashta, now, the Atila Haki, that we came onto such, that we did not have to make the steerer in Beitza between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Machloket, Rebbe Yehuda, and Rabbanan. Hasti at lahachi, that we could say it's both in Shita's Rabban, it's just a different metzius of a beaver. Chaya chaya nami lokasha. We could also say that a chaya al chaya, which originally said is a machloka vebi yud of Rabbanin, but it's also not a kasha. Ha beaver gadol, ha beaver katan. Learn it just in the Shita of Chachamim. And when you chayev on capturing a chaya on Yom Tov, that's in a beaver gadol, a very big enclosed area, where it's mechusa tzeda, haba beaver cotton. When did the Chachamim say that you chayev for capturing it? And therefore, on Yom Tov, it wouldn't be considered nitzur to take from the beaver. That's the beaver cotton.
Isn't that
Shimon Gamaliel? What? Oh, beautiful. That would be Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, and there's no machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Gamaliel. So now the Gemara asks, what is the dimensions of a large enclosure and a small enclosure? Hechi dami biva gadol, hechi dami biva katan. How do you know the difference between them? Omer Rav Ashi, kol hecha devahi batrei, any instance where you run after it, v'matila v'chad shechia, and you could grab it in one sweep, that's a biva katan. If it's, you go in there and you grab it, one sweep, that's a biva katan. More than that, v'idoch, any more than that, is going to be a beaver guttle. Rashi, Hats Yati Lahaki, Luk Mino Hu Litavar Kibabanin. After, in the case of the birds that we established it in Rabbanin, both Shitas, whether it's Asa or Mutter, to do Tzeda on the birds, it's in Shita Rabbanin. Also over here, Chaya Chaya Nami, Mukmeya Kibabanin. Let's set it up in Rabbanin, Shitas Rabbanin, and we'll have two different instances. Ha beaver cotton, Matinitin Dahacha, Vaha Matinitin the Beitza, but beaver guttle. When you run after it to grab it. So the first definition between a biva gadol and a biva katan is, can you grab it in one grabbing? One run after it, and a grab is going to be a biva katan. Anything more than it is going to be a biva gadol. Biva gadol inami, another definition between what makes a large enclosement and a small enclosement. Kol heka denafil tulip tikadolim. Any enclosure where the shadow will fall on the wall, the other wall, as the sun is either rising or setting, is a beaver guttle. Sorry, is a beaver cotton. And the idak beaver guttle. Now, Tosfo mentions over here, of course, we're dealing with the standard size wall. And if you build your wall 20 feet high, you can have a much bigger thing. It's dealing with the standard size wall, and therefore, if the shadows hit the other wall, that's going to be called a biva katan. Inami, a third definition, kol hecha deleka ukte ukte, wherever it doesn't have corners where it can escape into, it's a biva katan. Ve'idak biva gadol. Vashi ukte is peyot leshamet behem. Little corners that they can escape into, that would be, if it has these corners in it, it will be a biva katan. Ve'idak kol mi she'en ukein, that doesn't have these areas, or kol mi she'enu ken, would be the other case, where it cannot escape into it. Okay. So one of the things that we learned over here, that tzeda is something that has to be captured. You have to be able to capture, if it's something, a beaver cotton, something that's in a small enclosure that you can grab with one swoop, would not be an iser tzeda on Shabbos, but it's already called trapped. Hold on to that thought. Let's go a little weiter. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, he brought down that not all Vivarim Shavim. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, look at Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. And that's the halacha, like him, that not all Vivarim are Shavim. Omer Le'abaya, halacha. If you say the halachas like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Miklal de Pligi, isn't that inferring that there's someone arguing on Rabbi Yosef, halachas like him, meaning that there's a person not like the halacha like? Who would that be like? Chachamim. And according to that, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is cholik on Chachamim, even though Rabbi Eliyahu just pointed out that it's clear from the Gemara before that Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is qualifying Chachamim. Miklal de Pligi, Amalei, my nav kamina. What is it to you? My lachlamina, what do you care? The halachas like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, whether or not you're going to start making diukim with you, cholik on Chachamim or not calling on Chachamim. Rashi, my nav kalachamina, tol shachem. If Kevan, the low polygiole, if the Chachamim are not cholik on him, he'll get the kavadate. Who cares? What are you asking for? Only Leia, why is this? What are you talking about? Gomorrah Gama is immortitie? The Gomorrah that I learned is a song? What do you mean? I want to learn the Ian over here. I want to understand the whole Sukhya over here. Zimortitie, Omer, Shmuta, Bizmir, Bialma, Balotzorek. I'm just going to sing the song over here that this is the Lacha without any Tzorek over here. There's no need to understand it. Okay, end the sugya. Meaning, a pious point is well taken, for sure. But we're left with the halakhas like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. It's mentioned in the case before that Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is just coming to qualify Chachamim. Tanu Rabbanan, Hatzad Tzvi Suma V'yashen. If the deer is blind, or if it's sleeping, and you, on Shabbos, sneak up on it and capture it, you're chayav. That's called Seder. Chigor, if it's lame, the zakin, the chola, it's very old or it's sick, you're potter. Amalei Abaye Leviv Yosef, Maishnahani, Maishnahani. What's the difference from this one? What's the difference from this one? And he answers, Hani Avidi Livivoy, and Livivoy was translated as escape. The ones that are sleeping, or what was the two cases? Or blind, when it senses the person, it will immediately run away. And these are not able to escape. They're sick and old, and therefore they won't escape from you. Rashi, suma v'yashin aviri l'vivoy l'shamet, to escape. Kishemargishin yarad. Once they feel that a person's there, even if it's sleeping, even if it's blind, once it senses a person, it's out of there. In the other case, it won't be. Avatanya, you just told me that a sick deer is considered trapped. Avatanya chola chayev. If it's a chola, it's chayev. I'm a Rav Shesha Lokasha. Right? In one price, it says that if the deer is sick, you're a potter, because you could just walk up, it's not going to sense you to run away. In the other case, you're chayev. I'm a Rav Shesha Lokasha. It's two different types of sicknesses. Hai bechola machmat ishta, because of its fever, the ash in it. And in that case, even though it has a fever, it senses you, it's going to run away. Hai bechola machmat Optsana. Optsana, Rashi says it's fatigue. Optsana, ayefot. It's fatigue. In the case where it's fatigued and it just can't run away, it's considered nitsut. You walk up on it, you capture it, it's yours. In the case where it's just sick from a fever, it will run away. Rashi, it's stavna, ayefot, fatigue. Shini chalazuz m'komo, it just can't move over here. That's nitsut v'omedo. It's considered nitsut v'omed. Getting trapped. For those who eat chagavim, it's a type that's trapped over here. Gazin. Rashi says on gazin, it's a min chagav. It's a type of locust. Tahor. And if you see, there's the skimmel, there's the little Rabbi Kiva egg over here. There's a big problem that Rashi's saying that this is tahor, because it's mashma from a Gemara and a Rambam, that this type of locust is not tahor. That's what those signs are going on, Rashi, to alert you that there's a problem with this Rashi. Tsirin is a wasp. The Yatoshim we call are mosquitoes. Bishabbos. Tanakama holds, if you do any of these on Shabbos, you're chayiv. If you're Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. Chachamim, no. You're not chayiv. This here's a very important klal, and this is what we have to work with now. Kosh v'mino nitzur, anything that its type is something that you trap on Shabbos, you're chayiv. You traffic is, you want it. You want it for a pet. You want it for furs. You want to sell it off. All these things, that's what you're going to be chayv on Shabbos. For kol she'ein b'mino nitzuv, and something that it's not normally captured. You don't capture mosquito because you want it. You capture mosquito because you don't want it. Okay? That would be putter. Meaning capturing mosquitoes on Shabbos would not be an issur device because it's not a min nitzuv. But it's a putter val aser, it's a midrabanan over here. Now with this klal, basically the two klal that we just got from the Gemara, we could really work with tzeda right now. Klal before said that one of you over tzeda, when you have to run after it and capture it. But if it's just sitting there, you're not going to be over an issur tzeda. It's considered trapped. And the second thing is that if it's something that is to be trapped. So the question they ask now is like a turtle. Something on Shabbos. Something you don't have to run after. Okay? We add in these two formulas over here. First of all, look, is it something that's trapped? Is it something that's not trapped? Since kids like collecting turtles over here, so it's a dover that's nitzur. But it's considered trapped already. So can you trap a turtle on Shabbos? It's considered, since it's trapped already, it's not trapping. So the problem really is muksa. That's the problem with a turtle. So I saw in the Shemir Shabbat Kilchasa, not to pick it up. Oh, so he brings down that that's the issur over here. So Stama, on Shabbos, a kid finds a turtle, they're all excited. If he does it like any other muksa, moves it into an enclosed area, it's already trapped. It's just a problem of muksa. So if you move it with anybody, he says, Lachor, it's not a problem. A different problem would be that the post can bring down is a person. Is a person, can you trap a person on Shabbos? Where do you trap people? They bring down two cases. In a war. In a war, you capture prisoners. Or two, there's a criminal out there, and you need to trap them on Shabbos. Or third, probably the more notional gave to you, your kid is running around, a little baby, and you put him in the crib on Shabbos, and now he can't get around. That's called trapping. Is that an issur of trapping on Shabbos over here? Okay, we're not going to give psak over here, but Lachor, you could put your kid in the crib on Shabbos. On it. Okay, but it's trapping. So they do bring down that the, it could be that the, they do bring down, it was a tzitzeli, as I didn't go through, I just sort of put down the kids, so we're not talking in psak over here. What is the din of putting someone in jail on Shabbos? You're not allowed to do dinim on Shabbos, he wanted to bring down. And it's lav dafka that if a person is called a mini nitzur. So the kafachayim brought down, yeah, we see that people are captured at times, but they're also not captured. Tzitzaliyah says a person is not a min nitzur. It's not something that you capture over here. But another case, what? This is not even in the category of something that's trapped over here. It's not even in, you know, it's not in the category of trapping. That's what he brought down. Okay, this is what to be mindful. A case where a person can be over tzeda that is common is if a person gets a pet dog and the dog is not yet domesticated. Meaning every time you open up the door, it runs out over here. So what do? You get him in the house and you close him in a place where he won't run out over here. Lachor, that could be a problem of tzeda on Shabbos. Okay. Tanya. Another pricer. Hasar chagavim b'Shabbos. If you capture chagavim at the time of the tal, when the dew is falling on Shabbos, it's potter. Why is it potter? Rashi says, we do all these Rashi's over here. B'mino nitzud kigon chagavim ve'agazim she'enu b'mino nitzud tzirim v'yitoshim she'enu l'tzar. Chagavim b'Shabbos tal. Enayim mit avrot. They become blind. They're considered like they're just sitting there waiting to be taken. So therefore, your potter, b'Shabbos. Hashrav, if it's a time of the heat of the day, yechayim, because they can run away, and therefore they're not considered trapped, and therefore if you trap them, you're going to be chayim. Elazar ben Mahavai omer, im hayu meklachot ubaot. If they're coming in a swarm, potter. Because when they're in a swarm, you just take your hand and you just grab at something, they're going to be it's like it's considered they're only to be taken over here. They'll be potter. Eboy lehu. Eliezer ben Bahavai Avreshikai. Is it on the first part during the time of when it's the towel is there, when are you parter grabbing in the towel? When it's in a swarm. Or a seifakai, that even in the heat of the day when they could run away and it's a swarm, you can grab it. Tashma, tzadcha kavim b'shas hatal, potter b'shas ha-shirav chayiv. Eliezer ben Mahava, you may have filu b'shas ha-shirav, even in the heat of the day when they're, if it's swarming, imhayu mechlochot about potter. You'd be potter, it's considered like it's nitzur. There's so many of them, you could just grab them. Vashi, mechlochot, harbe b'yachad, a swarm. Shame mizumonot likak, they're just there to be taken. A reishakai, the af b'shasatal, this was in the Havmin, it's even on the reisha, that af b'shasatal, im maklokot obod shari. It's interesting, here's the potter, it says shari, im lo asr, and it's not asr. So again, I don't have it clear when is it potter of al mutter. Normally we have a klal in shas that all potter in Shabbos is potter of al asr. Over here Rashi is mentions the word shari. Mishnah. Svi sheniknas l'bayit, the deer entered into his house, v'nal echad b'fanav, and one stands in the entrance, and he himself with his body locks it in. V'nal echad b'fanav, chayev. That person's going to be chayev on Shabbos. Nolu shnayim, if there's room for only one, but two people are sitting here, this is the classic case of two people doing a malacha that only one can do, Pitorim, and we've seen that already in the Masechta, right in the beginning of the first mission for the Masechta, discussed it. Shnayim that does the malach of one, Pitorim. Lo yachal echad, linol, vinol shnayim. If one by himself cannot do it, it's a labor that you need two people to do it, and two people are nal, they do it together, the malacha, chayvin, because it's a malacha that's done by two. Rabbi Shimon, potter, and Rabbi Shimon is potter. Rashi, Tzvi, Sheniknas Be'elot by itself, and now Nal Echad B'Fanav Zuhi Tzedah, so that it's called the Tzedah, and it's Chayev. Nal Shnayim Petorim, Tahavilu Shnayim She'asu. This is the case of two that are doing the Malach of one. We already had Psukim that explained why they're Potter. Lo Yechal Echad Linol, Archei Hu Linol B'Shnayim. The way is to do it with two, it's a big entrance. V'Hari Lechal Echad Malach Ad Below. If one person did it by himself, he didn't do malacha, he'd be potter. He'd be chayav. Rabbi Shimon potter. Latami the Darish Kvai, and this is already a sugi that we had. It was a drusha of the pasuk. It was a three-way machlokan over there. Rabbi Shimon is potter. Latami the Darish Kvai lemifta zeh. In the case of zeh, eina yachal, zeh, eina yachal. He already learned the case that this one can't do it by himself. This one can't do it by himself. They do it together. Rabbi Shimon learned out that it was potter in Perek Matznia. Gemara. Omer Rebbe Yirmiyah bar Abba Omer Shmuel, Hatzat Ari b'Shabbos. If you captured a lion on Shabbos, Eino Chayiv, you're not going to be Chayiv, meaning you grabbed him by his mane or something. You're not going to be Chayiv ad shachniso legarzeke shelo. You're not going to be Chayiv until you put him in his cage for obvious reasons. Rashi explains the obvious reason. Hatzat Svi, Afilu Tofso, even if you grabbed him over here. Ein Zu Tzedaso, why? Kishikois, because when the lion decides to get a little angry over here, Mashkifaholek, he's just going to go on his way. He's not going to take it. Achak Nitzel, Ligarzeke Shalo, Bait Mishmosha, Shiasola, Kimintava. A cage, until you put it in this cage. That's called, just because you have it in his hands, doesn't mean it's trapped.
Anybody else who wants to get the picture book for Erev, should let me know this morning. I think it, we even found a place for 32 shekels of these.
Should raise your hands right now so we can make a count. Does anybody want it? Does anybody want the book?
See, Yaakov Norden's not getting them?
Thank you everyone for sitting through this. We'll be back tomorrow, as you could hear.